The president invites football teams to break the law. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. You've heard it said many times, the First Amendment protects your right to speech, but does not protect you from any consequences of that speech, such as getting fired. But the Constitution is not the last word on this. Quite a few states and even cities have their own free speech protections. For example, in the city of Seattle, the law states, employers may not discriminate by reason of political ideology on any matter related to employment which does not interfere with job performance. So if a Seahawk took a knee at CenturyLink Field, they'd be protected unless it affected job performance. Michael Bennett can take a knee, just as long as it doesn't cause him to miss a tackle. Of course, regardless of what the law says, a lot of people strongly support the president's instinct on this, to the point of actually setting fire to $99 NFL jerseys. I would only point out that if you're going to accept the idea of firing an employee who takes a knee, then it would also be okay to fire someone for supporting Donald Trump. In fact, last January, the CEO of Nike issued a passionate memo calling the Trump immigration ban bigotry and a violation of the company's values. Some people wondered whether that meant employees who supported Trump could lose their jobs. Oregon law appears to prohibit that, but under the Trump NFL doctrine, they certainly could. My advice, if you take a knee, do it as an expression of religion. Then you're protected by federal law from being fired. And depending on how the Supreme Court rules, from having to sell cake to a gay couple. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.